Let's jump into a word of God, and today's message I called a battle for the will. Interesting season. I was in the interesting season when I wrote this message. It was a really hard season of my life. You guys have been there when everything against you. You've been hit by the devil, by your behavior, by your character, by co-workers, and everything piles up, right? And you just like, Jesus, I cannot take it anymore. I'm finished. I'm done. I'm sick of this. Everything is going nowhere. I'm just falling and falling and just losing battle after battle. And I remember this thought and the whole message. I want you guys to get this. Today, I'll give you for free today the key that changed my life. Literally, my life. Because we think people who's righteous or who is people who's conquerors, the people that win every battle, it's a lie. Do you know who is people Bible called righteous and conquerors? People who never give up ever. Until you say, I'm done, I'm finished, no one can take you. Can you imagine God gifted us something that nobody can take away from you? Devil can take anything. We know from the book of Job, right? He took literally everything. Of course, God needs to allow him. We understand that. Nothing's going to happen in your life until God says so. So don't be afraid. You're covered. You're secure in God. But there is those seasons that everything comes against you. Everything fighting you. So basically what's going on, people who's conquerors, that Bible says that people that never gives up, never gave their will up. So God gave you something that can never be taken. It can only be given away. Can you imagine that? Nobody ever can take your will. Will is the only thing that we willingly need to surrender in order to fall and to be conquered. You see my point? See, please understand, devil can do anything and throw everything against you. There is the one thing he cannot take and one thing he desires above all. So, and I remember that time, I'm asking, what is the devil trying to take? What is the devil trying to accomplish? What is he really after? Because if he is after your failure or you stumble and fall, it's not gonna work because you are covered by blood and grace. And soon as you repent, you know what I mean? Soon as you say from the bottom of your heart, Jesus, I repent. I was in a weakened state. Please understand. You are covered and forgiven. So whatever devil does, it's nullified. It's canceled by the blood. Danny just talked about it. It just canceled by the blood. So what is devil really after? What is he really after? He's after your will. He cannot take it, but he can make pressure you so that you give it away. Did you ever notice, soon as you say, I'm done, you feel like, pressure like lifted. Battle is over because you lost. And devil, he's not interested in you anymore because you are finished. That's why he steps back, because this is what you call failure. Failure is unwillingness to get up again. if you understand. Failure is not stumbling, falling. Failure is unwillingness to say, I'm not done, I'm getting up again. You say, like, I'm not getting up again. This is it. This is what he's after, guys. And see, God cannot, how can I say this right? God, and he put himself in a position where he cannot manipulate your will. You have to understand who you are. This is portion of basically when he said we make them into our image, into whoever we are. This is the power that God gave you, your will that no one can take. You guys, if any of you will ever were like attacked at night by the devil and you felt like you paralyzed, anybody were like in a witchcraft attack, yeah, raise your hand. If you ever like felt like pressure, is somebody just, soon as you think about Jesus, devil can attack your mouth. He can paralyze your body, but he cannot paralyze your will. Did you notice this? Soon as you say Jesus, not even full sentence, devil is gone. Please understand, you have a weapon that no one can take from you. It's all because we are playing these little games and devil trying to get into our heads. You are never a failure. You are, if you're getting up and getting up again, you are conqueror. You see, please understand, you are righteous. I'll read this passage, hold on. I remember this one moment when I got so tired and I told God, I can't do it anymore. Most of us been there. I know. Most of us been there. We just say that. We're just so tired. We're so sick of everything. I cannot do it, Jesus, anymore. And God told me, it's really interesting thing that set me free. God told me, it's a lie, because when you cannot do it anymore, that's when your body falls on the ground unconscious. If you only know what I'm just saying. When you say, I cannot do it, it's you trying to convince yourself that you cannot do it no more. You can. That's why you negotiate. If you can't, you just fall unconscious. That's how you know this person cannot fight anymore. Did you get this? I'll say it again. If you say to yourself, I cannot, that you trying to take the lie of the devil and lie to yourself. You're trying to convince yourself you cannot move anymore, but you can. If you cannot move, you will be on the floor unconscious. That's it. That's how you know, well, he cannot move. Sorry. I guess he's done. I learned this by watching one particular fight. It was a championship fight, UFC. I'm not gonna name names. If you guys like, you know, like MMA fighting, you know, all this interesting. Do you know that those people, they don't battle flesh. It's the battle of the wills. Do you guys know what I mean? Do you think boxing is, no. It's the battle. It's not only technique. Yes, but it's not all of it. Most of the fighters are so similar. They same weight class, they same muscle mass, same training. What is really going on? It's the wheels that battling right now. Who says I'm done first? That is the one who loses. And I'm watching this guy. Absolutely, his face, mom would not recognize him. It's the bloody mush. You know what I mean. You've seen those fights, MMA fights, right? It's really, sometimes it's really gory and just, ouch. You watching like, he's like all covered in blood. And he's still standing up and says, let's do it again. And he did it. He got his belt. But what I got out of it, it's not the human muscles that's fighting. It's your head. It's your conscience. It's who you are saying it. I will do it again. I will try again. No one will stop me. You see my point? Please understand, whatever you're battling right now, it's the battle not of your flesh, not of your, it's the battle of your will. That's the, what devil is after. You battling, it's a will on will. His will against your will. And God gave you a will that no one can break. Can you imagine that? You have something that even God cannot break. Please understand what I just say. He gave you something that he cannot break. He will not break it, but he gave you that. He gave you something so powerful that you can say no to the God's face. Ooh, no angel can do that without consequences. You see my point? But you can. That's the nature that God gave you. If you, and one time, same season, I said, Jesus, I told him, I cannot say no to this, I cannot say no to that. And God, quiet voice, telling me this. He said, if you can't say no to me, to the creator of the universe, you can say no to anything. Did you get this? You say no to the creator of the universe. You think devil is more powerful than God? You can say no to the Satan, you just don't want to. Ooh, give Jesus a hand. Give Jesus. He gave you some. It's the gift of the will. And the whole point of all of this, what we're going through, your will needs to drag you and take you and stand you again. Don't never say, I can't. You can. When you can't, I'll see you lying on the floor, out. And I say like, oh yeah, Andre can't, he's out, you know. He can't. But everything else, it's the lie of the enemy, you can. What if I fall? Get up. What if I fall again? Get up. What if I fall seven times? Get up seven times. Come on. Would God forgive me? Yeah, like Jesus didn't know what he saved. You think you will surprise God? You think you can surprise God? Wow. Jesus, I did it again. He said, like, I know, and you will do it again. I know. What do? Get up, repent, and move on. That's how you transform. Because sin, for the person who is born again, it's painful. Ooh. It's not pleasant. It pleasure in the moment, but then it hits. Your spirit rejects this. Do you know how I know you're born again? You sin, but you hate sin. That's how I know you're born again. Because people who's not born again, they enjoy it. They go deeper. They go more. They want more. Not you. You touch this, it's nasty. I'm sorry, Jesus. This is not my nature. This is not you. See, when you watch nature of the pigs and the sheep, when pig go into the mud, it's their nature. Mud is their environment. More. When the sheep gets in the dirt, if you've seen that, sheep cries until shepherd cleans the sheep. Come on. That's why you get into the mud and you cry, because this is not your nature. So what I say to you, get up again. Oh, I got on that site again. You know that site. Yeah, especially young people, you know that site. Block that sight, remove yourself, repent, move on. Ooh. Have you noticed that in this season, forces of darkness are hunting your will? They cannot take it from you, but they are doing everything possible to make sure you surrender it. I know that many who are listening to me are exhausted from spiritual pressure, and the desire to give up, to quit, is just knocking at your door. See, I love this Proverbs verse in the Bible, Proverbs 24, verse 16. Listen to this. The righteous may trip seven times, but they will get up again. See, you think righteous is person who conquered everything. No. Bible says righteousness, it's never giving up. Seven times got up. Because something inside of you tell you, this is not my nature. I'm sorry, Jesus, please help me. And to me, weakness is just a level where you need to grow out of it. See, some people stay on that level and they think they're gonna conquer the sin. No, you need to step up. It's like Apostle Peter says, when I used to be a child, I thought like a child. I did everything like a child. But he said, when I grow up to the being a man, he said, I quit on everything childish. See, our problem, not conquering, our problem, we're not growing. And you can only grow in the presence of God. That's what devil keeping you from. You sin, you're not allowed into the presence. But the presence is the only thing that changes you. And the blood covers you, forgives you. And that mercy seat covered with blood, it allows you to come into his presence. Because presence, it's not you sitting like, oh, you just... In your mind, Jesus, I don't know what to do. Stop, get up, repent, and move into his glory. That's how you grow out of it. It's like kids growing out of diapers. Some people say, Pastor, how not to sin? I said, grow up into his presence. That's why it's 2 Corinthians 13:8. It says, when we look at him and in his presence, we transform into his image. You see my point? See, that's the whole point. How we conquer, we change, we transform into something that we weren't previously before. You not worry about diapers anymore. You're not fighting over toys anymore because you grew out of it. The point I'm trying to make, we think is like, oh, next day I'm gonna be more powerful to conquer sin. No. I know people that 6 years old and they never grow in the spirit, they still stuck in the same problem. So it's not the age, it's not your fight, it's not your will to beat the devil. No, it's your unwillingness to go to the next level where the devil cannot reach you anymore. Did you ever notice when you're in real presence of God, there is no devil around? Did you ever notice when you are in real worship? I mean, like worship that you can touch, worship that you cannot wander. You know, there is worship when your mind can wander, but there is another level of worship when heaven comes and your mind cannot wander. You just fixed on God. You say, that's it. Can you ever, did you, I know all of us have been there at least once in our lives in that really heavy worship. There is no sin and no devil in sight. And what Jesus told me, he said, I want you to live in that thing. I don't want you to just get up. He said, I opened the door for you to come and remain with me. We always like, okay, Jesus, see you tomorrow. And they were like, all right, we'll see you today. That's how it works. Proverbs 24:16, one more time. Righteous may trip seven times, but they will get up again. Why does the Holy Spirit allow pressure? I ask God, why do you allow this? Because resistance to pressure makes you stronger and moves you to another spiritual level. See, when pressure applies, that's where you see the areas of your life that needs God's involvement or touch or healing. You see my point? If there is no pressure, really, we don't know who we are. But how I know who I am, how I become familiar with myself, under pressure, you will discover yourself. And under pressure, you will discover the power of God that helping you to conquer this. So pressure necessary in order to grow spiritually. Oh, absolutely necessary. So when you say like, oh, no pressure, you're refusing to grow spiritually. You just say like, no, I'll stay here and play my toys for 20 more years. No. So that's why God allows pressure. It's not to kill you. It's to stretch you. It's to give you opportunity to step into the glory. But in order to do this, God needs to show you areas of your life that needs his attention. Right? That's it. That's how I know. All right, whatever. We all want visible victories. Did you notice this? We want victories that everybody, oh, he battled this, he won this. We all want to everybody to see gold medal on our chest. But most important battle, guys, no one will ever see it. People see you at the church, but you already been conquered by an enemy last year. Your body sitting in the church, your will is broken and you unwilling to repent. You just go through the motions. You know those people. How you doing? Whatever. No, get up. Get up. This is not your nature. That's why when you do these things, you're not happy. When are you happy? When you are in the presence of God. When you living righteous life. When you are strong, that's where your spirit is rejoicing, enjoying it, right? So this is your normal. Your normal is not sin. Your normal is walking with God, being in his presence. This is your normal. But we make normal, you know, life, all this nonsense, garbage. And then once a week, we just gift ourselves a gift of presence of God. And God told me in the previous seasons of my life, he said like, no, son, I want you to come and never go anywhere. Just be with me. I'll take care of you. I'll give you wisdom. Just don't leave. Just be with me. And that's the whole point. One of the greatest gifts of God that he gave humanity is a free will. Free will, guys, this is really deep subject. I'm still learning about it. So free will is ability to live, to choose, and to act as you please. Basically, that's why, and people say like, it would be so easy when God just make me worship him. And you know, sometimes we just like, Jesus, I'm so tired of choosing. Just make me your slave. I know, we all been there. Jesus, just make me worship. Let me have no options. But how will he know if you really love him? Oh, in order to for God to know who's really love him and want to be with him, he needs to give you all of it and give you free will. And that's how I know that my wife want to be with me and she knows I want to be with her. Because 30 years later, I'm still choosing her. I want to be with her. You see my point? You have so many, my son Daniel, you have so many choices. You chose Louisa. You see my point? And that's why it's special, because she knows that she's chosen. She's just not randomly picked. Can you imagine? With Adam and Eve, it will never work. Can you imagine Adam wake up and says, you are my number one. There is nobody, I love you, only you. Yeah, because there's only one female. There's nothing to choose from, bro. This is me or the monkey. It's nothing. It's just not gonna work. See, that's why he, in order for him to know that you wanna be with him, he needs to give you all of it. Step back and watch who really love him and wanna be with him. See, that's the whole point of love. He is love. And in order to understand God, we need to dig and deeper into what is love. This is love. Love will never tell you what to do. Love will love you and wait for your love back. That's why he is 30 years later, he's still waiting for you. He's still waiting on you because this is love. Love will never pressure you. Love will never conquer you. Love will never tell you what to do. Because this is love. Love waits. Love responds. So good. There is nothing more dangerous than defeated will. As long as your will is not broken, you cannot be considered defeated. You can't. So whatever enemy telling you, oh, you made a mistake, just turn around and say to him, devil, I made a mistake? Watch what you did. My mistake compared to yours is nothing. And especially when you have a grace and the blood of Jesus to cover you and help you to transform. Devil has no way out. He's done. He's finished. He's been judged. Please understand. You can, and nobody can stop you. Only you. Only you. You sit, think, and decide. See, I never understood how you decide you cannot move. You cannot decide you cannot move. If you're deciding you cannot move, that means you still can move. You're just deciding not to. If you cannot move, like I say previously, that means you can't. Physically, you can't. Emotionally, spiritually, you can't. And that's what it's the truth. And I've seen those, you know, those MMA fights when the fight was been already decided. When they just look in each other's face in the beginning of the fight. Did you've seen those people? And I love that cameras really get close to those fighters. And you can tell one is here to kill. He's like, I don't care. Just ring your, shut up and ring that bell and let me do my work. And the other one you can already see in his eyes. He lost. He's afraid. He's already deciding how he's gonna. See, you see my point, guys? See, devil need to look into your eyes. That's how devil stop attacking you. Because he's basically cannot stop you. And the enemy knows. If he did something to you 20 times and you got up 20 times and say, bring it on. Devil's gonna stop wasting his time with you. Because it's useless. Oh, but he's gonna work on people who that type of attack works. All I say, get up again. Or I say, just learn how your will works. Learn this, because this is everything surrounds this. God is in this and the devil is in this. Everything, it battles around your will. Same thing, will to change, will to progress. Everything is just based on that. The first thing I understood and what you must understand today is that Satan cannot take your will. All he can do is create pressure. The will is something we surrender ourselves when we feel we cannot continue. You possess something that Satan cannot remove, your God-given will. Parts of your body may be taken. Your health may be taken. Your money, your relationship, anything you have can be taken away. But the darkness can never take your will because it's something untouchable. It's only needs to, you only give this away. Please understand this. Remember the story of Job, one of the oldest stories in the book called, we call Bible. This is a story before even Law of Moses has been written. This is, Bible scholars say that this is the oldest book in the whole books of the Bible. The oldest one, before Law of Moses, before anything. Job, God, and I love that story. Because please understand, God is basically boasting before Satan, have you seen my servant Job? How he lives, how he does. And Satan says something, you know, I'm not going to read, you know, that story. Satan says, of course he does. You guarded everything. You gave everything. You gave him protection and cover and blessing. And devil says, take this away and we'll see. He's going to curse you to your face. And God like, oh, it's a challenge. You know, it's an, okay. It's a bet. And he said like, okay, whatever he's got is in your hand. So basically, God allowed Satan to touch some parts of Job's life. Later on, Job didn't do any of it that Satan says. He, Bible says, he blessed God. He said, God gave, God take away, let name of the Almighty God be praised, right? Be worshipped. I don't care. Then Satan said, like a skin for a skin. And he took away his health. Basically, it's the last thing that devil can take. But why he's keep attacking? Do you know the third attack didn't came from the devil. It came from his wife. And in that revelation, when his wife, basically Satan sent his wife to attack. There is nothing left to attack. You see my point? Everything taken, even your health, you're done, you're dying. What is he trying to accomplish? They try to break his will. Curse God. Do this, just renounce him, reject. See, and he said, no. And interestingly, attacks and all the pressure stopped because Satan never reached what he wants to, never conquer what he wants to conquer. He never be able to touch his will because will, it's something that Job was unwilling to surrender. See, if you see what devil is attacking, he's really not after your car, after your money. No, he's after your words that comes out of your willing heart. You see my point? What do you say? You say, let God be present. They're like, oh, I don't need God, doesn't love me. God. Okay, you're done. And Satan says, okay, one more. Finished. No. Because the battle is not for what you have. Battle is for who you are. Devil took everything what Job has, but he could not take who he was. You think your battle is devil took something? Your battle when the devil took something, what do you say to God after this? This is the test. If God allows something to happen, what are you saying in your quiet time? Nobody sees you. What are you saying? Well, I hate everything. I hate church. I hate people. Oh, hello. Or you say, I don't care. Come, go. I will never give up who I am. I am a son of God and I will praise Jesus no matter what. Ooh. Few times like this, trust me, devil will not gonna want to even touch you. Useless. This guy always praised Jesus. And get more after praising Jesus. Because God will always bless you. Like he blessed Job after passing that test. Maybe you need to do something right now. Maybe some of you right now, maybe somebody's watching, somebody's sitting here. And you're like, you're absolutely done. You're not even fighting that thing anymore. that thing is took over your life. And you say like, oh, well, I guess I have to learn to live with it. No. Why it's all of a sudden quiet in here? Your no, you have no idea what's behind your no. Whew. Remember the Samson. I'll read one more passage of the Bible and I'm going to conclude today's message. There was a moment in the life of Samson that changed everything. The moment he forced his will to rise again. Remember the younger brother that took everything that belonged to him and he go and wasted in other country, basically lost everything. Do you know what told him to get up and come back to the father? His will. He said, and see, the point is, guys, the point is, when this son, this, he's coming thinking that father hates me. I will never have anything good. I will be among slaves. Remember his thinking? He said, slaves eating better food than me. I'm gonna go become one of the servants in my father's house. He said, like, I'm gonna serve. I don't care. Soon as his father saw, why did he do it? Because he saw son that understood what will is. He basically embraced the conqueror and everything been given to him on the spot. Ring of power, shoes, everything, coat, just big, big meal prepared for him. Big celebration, big party. Because my son came back. Why older brother never understood this? Because he never gone through the testing of the will. That's why his ring belonged to the one whose will been tested. See, that's how God blesses you. Same thing with Samson. Let's read this. I love this. Chapter 16, book of Judges, chapter 16, verse 28. Samson cried out to the Lord, Sovereign God, remember me, O God. Please strengthen me one more time and let me with one blow revenge the Philistines for my two eyes. He grasped the two central pillars supporting the temple and said, let me die with the Philistines. Then he pushed with all of his might and the temple collapsed. And in his death, he destroyed more enemies than during his life. Can you imagine? One thing he said, I'm done being a donkey grinding his wheat. He said, like, I'm gonna revenge. I'm gonna do what, yes, his ending not was God intended, but at least he's got back his will. You see my point? He got back who he was, who he is. So just one thought. You may experience defeat in life, but your will is what will lift you from your knees and your dark places. Tell yourself, I will rise. I will succeed. I am victorious in Christ. I will never surrender. See, that's what I keep telling you all the time. Devil, I might battle here and this, little here, little there, but you will never get me. I'm a property of God and He will help me to conquer this. But trust me, all devil is after is not about your mistakes. Everybody makes them. He's hunting for your will to move, to survive, to change. That's the whole point. That's the real battle you're fighting. You think you're fighting something? No, there is underneath all of that, there is a real, real prize the devil is after. You willingly give him your will. That's the whole point of devil attacking you. Because he cannot take it. He has no power over your will. Train your will. Understand that the only one who can stop you is you. No matter what nightmare you are facing right now, stand up. You absolutely have power to do it. The power is God-given will. One time I said, Jesus, why you don't give me strength? He said, like, I'm not gonna give you something that already been given to you. Sometimes you just sit in there and said, God, help me. And he's not helping. Do you know why? Because you have absolute authority and strength to get up yourself. He only fixes and touches and helps you with stuff that you cannot. If God is quiet when you're asking, this is the only one answer. You have everything to do it by yourself. It's already in you. Just get up and say no. Move on. Repent. No matter what it is, just do it. If you win the war within yourself, you are the true conqueror. See, this is the whole point. I don't need those battles that I can. All I'm battling is this. This is the person. I'm comparing myself to my yesterday self. Don't compare yourself to other people. Never compare yourself. God will never compare you to anybody else, but he will compare you to you yesterday version of you. You need to be better than you. Next year, you have to be better than you today. Yeah. How we do it? I already told you. Presence of God. And our war is this, to never under any circumstances to give up or say I'm done or I'm finished. Always get up and always say, let's do it again. I will not stop. All right, let's stand to our feet. And if you, I'll give this, yeah, thank you. Somebody on the keys, yeah. I'll give you this one. Let's have this opening. If you're feeling right now, guys, you are losing this battle, your will is broken, then I would like to pray for you. Your step up in here, it's already, you said enough. You said like, God, I need your help. Please help me to understand. And if anybody's here, we have guys that will pray for you. If anybody right now feeling like your will been broken, you already stop battling. You stop resisting. You said like, whatever, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And your life become a misery. You just surviving. If this is you, don't be ashamed. Come up. We'll pray for you. If not, you know who you are. It's good. I get you. Yeah, пожалуйста. If anybody else, we have one person. Babe, please, can you get some? Yeah, pray, please. If anybody else, please come here. You feel like you are at the end. You're tired. You're sick of everything else. Everything that come against you. If this is you, I'll pray for you. If not, I'm good. If someone doesn't want to reveal this, I totally understand this. Because some of these battles are so painful. You just want to get over them yourself. And I get that. But if anybody feels like you need somebody who can touch, agree, pray for you, be with you, don't be ashamed. We're all going through same things. And we help each other. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for my brothers and sisters. Anybody who's watching, somebody's here maybe. Please touch them in a way that they've never been touched before. Please explain that you are there no matter what. There is no sin that can stop your love. That there is no failure that can stop your love. There is nothing we can do that can break your love. You still love us and want to help us because we are your children. We pray right now for people who are struggling right now. There is something that you've been battling, and if you battle this, that's good. Keep on keeping on, keep growing in the Spirit, and God will give you that victory, that victory. But if you're feeling like you are, don't fight that anymore. I want to specifically pray for people who stop fighting, who's sick of fighting, who said, I'm done. If you're fighting, you're good. This is not for you. Keep fighting. Devil will not gonna get you. But if someone, I pray for someone who has that tiredness. I remember those battles, years and years, and you cannot open to anybody because that sin is so nasty, so dirty. You don't wanna open up because you open up, people start looking at you funny. So you kinda battling this on your own and you losing that battle. And I remember that season, I just cried out to Jesus, what can I do? And he told me, son, come up to me. Be in my presence. I will help you grow out of this. I lead you to my kingdom where you are conqueror. Just do not stop. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Touch people that needs to be touched. Heal some hearts that have been battled and bruised, especially at a young age. Those battles especially hard when you are young and you just start in your life and you don't unable to figure this out. This is so hard. I'm praying for our young people, praying for our young generation. Please, Jesus, heal them, help them. Please help them to never, ever give up. Never, ever give up. Thank you so much. Whew. And everybody say, amen. Give Jesus a shout of praise. Yes. Thank you, Papa. Thank you. All right, guys. Love you. I hope you're going to have a beautiful day because it is beautiful. And we'll see you next week. Bless you guys.